New Mexico can claim an important role in the career of Ida Kavafian. Every summer, the great violinist performs as part of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, and then she heads north as artistic director of Music from Angel Fire, chamber music in the mountains of northern New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Ida Kavafian is with me at KUNM. Ida, welcome.
My pleasure, Spencer. Thank you for having me.
So this year is an important anniversary for you at Angel Fire.
That's right. This will be my 35th year as artistic director of Music from Angel Fire. I can hardly say that without wondering where all the years went, but it's been a project that has really close to my heart.
And when you signed on that first year, did you have any idea that it might be this long?
No idea whatsoever. You know, just a year after I started at Music from Angel Fire, we took some of our musicians from the festival up to Vail and did a 3-concert kind of mini festival there. And, you know, that festival has grown and is a tremendous success after, I guess, 32 years. But I ran that for 10 years. But I kept doing Music from Angel Fire. It was very special for me.
So you were doing both concurrently?
Yes, I was. Yes, exactly. For 10 years.
What, Ida, does leading Music from Angel Fire offer you as an artist that the other facets of your career do not?
Well, I think it offers the same quality of music making, but it offers it in an atmosphere of informality and friendliness and feeling of community. You know, at the beginning of each concert, I say a few words and somebody might pipe up from the audience and, you know, we have this lively exchange. And I mean, I feel like it's really become a second home and it's a place where we can make music in the most relaxed atmosphere. And of course, in these beautiful mountains
right.
of northern New Mexico.
I feel like an arts organization always reflects the personality of its director and informality, friendliness. That's very much Ida Kavafian.
Well, that's probably true. You know, we instituted something called a salon concert, and we just let down our hair. And we have such a great time. We do skits, and we do these incredibly funny, lighthearted performances, intermingled with some serious things as well. And then we close with something that I invented long ago, which is called surround sound. We go into the audience with our music stands and we play from all corners of the room. And the audience loves it because they have somebody right next to them that is part of a big piece. We do these large scale works, a chamber symphony or something like that. And the surround sound is something that the audience has really enjoyed over the years.
And I hardly need to say that that's unusual.
A little bit.
Are you doing anything special this year to commemorate the 35th anniversary?
Well, something that I've done for many years that I'm probably most proud of at Music from Angel Fire is our commissioning history. In fact, Lincoln Center invited us to do a concert there celebrating this commissioning history because we've had over 40 works that we've commissioned. So we did a concert at Lincoln Center 2 years ago, and we played 4 piano quartets by 4 of the composers that we had commissioned, Stephen Stuckey, Roberto Sierra, Lowell Lieberman, and Mark Nykrug. Yeah. And I'm very proud to say that the composer this summer is the great Richard Danielpour, who is my colleague at Curtis.
And Curtis Institute in Philadelphia.
Right, exactly. Thank you. And Richard is very grateful that I've always promoted or helped or invited young composers. I have a young artist project at Music from Angel Fire where I invite Curtis students, and I always have a composer as part of that project. And so we'll be premiering our young composer, Wei Dai, her new work. And so Richard said, you know, I would like to be part of it. And he wrote an exquisite cello quintet. And so that is something that's going to really be a very important part of the summer. And we're opening on the 16th of August with that premiere. And we're going to repeat the exact same program in Taos the next night.
Right. So that new piece of music is a wonderful way to celebrate your 35th anniversary.
I feel that it is. You know, we're leaving a legacy of this great music. It's going to become part of the chamber music repertoire. And here's this little festival in Angel Fire, New Mexico, that is responsible for it.
Right. You've mentioned you are a very well-known and well-respected teacher, as well as a performer. You taught for a long time at Juilliard. You teach at the Curtis Institute, Philadelphia. You've said that teaching is in some ways the most important part of your musical life. Why is that?
First of all, I can't take complete credit for how I teach, because what I feel I'm doing is passing down very valuable aspects of music making that I learned from my teachers, and I had the best teachers. And I feel a responsibility, and I tell my students the same thing. I say, it's your job now, you know, after I'm gone, to pass down these things that from generation to generation have been passed down to me. So I can't take complete credit for it. I can take credit for loving teaching and putting my whole soul into it. And so I kid around and say what a great teacher I am. It's just because my students make me look good, and it's just really all them.
You also fold into the structure of music from Angel Fire your students.
I do.
Curtis,
I have
Institute.
A wonderful young artist program. And this summer, we're having 15 students from the Curtis Institute. We have a brass quintet. We have two string quartets. We have a wonderful singer and a composer. And, you know, we do a lot of outreach in the area schools all throughout northern New Mexico. We go to Mora. We go to Raton. We go to Las Vegas, Taos. And every day there is outreach, sometimes two things going on at once in two different cities. And that's an important part of what we do. And luckily, our festival falls late enough that schools are actually open, which is unusual for a summer festival.
Right. I was going to ask you, all the times that we've spoken, you have never mentioned anything about wanting to retire or resign. And I was going to say, well, what are you aiming for, 40 or 50?
Oh.
But I guess I shouldn't ask that question.
Well, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal of it, but this is going to be my final year as artistic director of Music from Angel Fire. It's been an incredible run, and I feel that 35 years is a nice round number. And I know that there are other people that can continue the spirit of the festival, because the festival is so unique. The kind of family that we all are, audience and musicians alike. Some of my dearest friends I've met through the festival. It's a different kind of atmosphere, and I would like to see that atmosphere continue.
When you look back in the future at your 35 years, what are you going to be proud of about Music from Angel Fire?
I think one of the main things is the commissioning history. One of the pieces that we are playing this summer is by Aaron J. Kernis. And of course, he's a huge success as a composer, but he wrote a piece for us for the 10th anniversary of the festival. And here we are, 25 years later, and Jason Vieux, the great guitarist, also my colleague at Curtis, is going to come and play a number of pieces, including that Kernis 100 Greatest Dance Hits. And I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about every piece that we've brought to life as part of our commissioning history.
You are going to be sorely missed, Ida Kavafian.
Oh, thank you, Spencer. Thank you.
Violinist Ida Kavafian celebrates her 35th and final year as Artistic Director of Music from Angel Fire. Concerts are August 16th through September 1st in the mountain communities of northern New Mexico. Details at musicfromangelfire.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.